the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, this is letter number 1698, and this is dated Yud Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is sending this to the Hanhola, the leadership of the Yeshivas Tevichet Mimim in Lud, Hashem Aleim Yichyu, and we see that the Rebbe took a very direct, hands-on interest, suggesting micromanaging exactly how they should do, thing by thing. There's a lot of steps here. They don't bring everything down. As you see, it starts with base, with number two. There's number one is not here. But first, the Rebbe confirms receiving all of their letters from the 17th, the 24th, the 27th of Sivan, and the 3rd of Tammuz, with the 21 sheets of the names of the students that were sent in, and also the telegram that they have given over, the tzirif, that's sort of that structure that was there, to the leadership of the reshes, for the different organization. So now, number two, the Rebbe says, this that you write about the Bet Sefer Limlacha, the school, a vocational school that they created. So the Rebbe says, it seems to me that I already written to you that they spoke over here again with this Dr. Shapiro, and he promises that he will do to the best of his ability, which means that the joint will take upon itself all the expenses besides the building, meaning they'll pay for the running it of everything else, but not the building. So the Rebbe says, so in other words, the fundraising for that part is taken care of. The Rebbe adds in the parenthesis that perhaps it's not proper, not fitting to publicize this if it's not important to people, because they should not, you know, people should not ruin this because he gave them a promise. It seems from your letter, the Rebbe says, that the group of the yeshivas isn't happy from that. So don't publicize it when it's not necessary, so they don't take that away. Also, the Rebbe said, I already wrote about the building, that you have to put all effort in with all force to at least begin it. There might be a hope that even though that the joint cannot help as far as building goes, but they are permitted to help the improvement of the building and to establish it. So what exactly is called improvement? What exactly is called to establish it? So that is up to the estimation of the one who is ruling, the Shudah D'Dayna, it's called. So, and how much you know. So basically the Rebbe says, you start the building, and they're not allowed to, I guess their money prohibits them from giving for a building, but they can help with fixing it up and making it work. So what exactly is called fixing up? And one, so that depends, the Rebbe says, on the person's, and how much you know, who you know. So therefore, according to this Dr. Shapiro, his approach to this would be, he will see to it that it works. So, go ahead, start doing it. Number three, the question was, should they use the tzrif that belongs to them? I guess this is the Tomchet Mimim, the yeshiva. If they should use it for the Beit Sefer Limulacha, the Rebbe says, seems that it's not worth it, because it's too small, and you can't increase it. So, I said before, it's proper, you should start building. Over there, once you build, you can make it as big as you want. Number four, as far as the budget of $4,000 from the Sukhnut, and also that they suggested them already for 2 years a loan, I already has written, and we actually learned that already before, that you should put all efforts to get them as soon as possible. Self-understood. Number five. This that you wrote about the building in the Kfar, to take it for the Beit Sefer Lemelacha, for the vocational school. So, since as you actually add in your letter that it's already been built, it's been fixed up for the yeshiva, so I don't understand for what reason should you take it from them, especially the yeshiva is already in existence, and the vocational school we're just trying to found now, trying to make it. And as it appears from your letter, that you also don't think that you should take it, so the Rebbe says it's obvious that this must also be the view of the leadership of the yeshiva and the kfar Chabad. So this, the Rebbe is writing this letter to the yeshiva in Lud, the leadership of Lud, but they were closely interconnected and trying to establish the yeshiva and the kfar Chabad as well. The Rebbe says in number 6, I was very pleased, I enjoyed reading in your letter that you increased your yeshiva with more students, but it's understood that you should not also take the extreme other ways. In other words, to grab more than you can handle either. Because at least you need to have some sort of consideration with how much of the income is. And the Rebbe says we can learn this from, as a foretory from the conduct of my father-in-law. That even though he would constantly say, I was always in debt, that what he said, he meant that in his communal work, he was always in debt because he always spent more money for his community work than he had income. But yet, he always had a limit how much more debt, how much more expense over the income. So the Rebbe said sometimes the Rebbe said the expression, the Rebbe is not saying it here, but the Rebbe has said it, that there's an expression of the previous Rebbe, you go l'chatchila river, you go beyond, you go above. But the Rebbe says, so even in the expression going above means above your means or above your ability, but it doesn't, you don't go in the himmel, you don't go to the sky. It just says you go above. Above means you're still in the ballpark, but you're going, you know, higher than the ballpark. But not to, so, and the Rebbe says, obvious that you should not take 400 children and turn the yeshiva into a Talmud Torah, into a lower grade school. Number 7, this that you write about the Central British Fund. So it's already that it's been, but you should be having a letter and a memorandum from the office in Paris. And you should stay in touch with them, with the our office in Paris, so that there should be no confusion between your letters and from the from the Lishka, from the office in Paris, one and with the other. The Rebbe in number 8 says that the pamphlet that has been published for the Chag HaGeula certainly has reached you in a timely way. You should utilize the days of the 2nd and the 3rd of Tammuz in a fitting way. I look forward for good news about this. And the Rebbe says, I am attaching here a letter. I'm not sure, it says Zion. I'm not sure what Zion, 7 letters to their students, maybe 7. I'm not sure. To the Shalom, Rebbe's blessing for a blessing for a festival of redemption to the whole group over there.